Moncrief on News Talk.
According to data just released, Ireland has the highest proportion of bears in the world. But this dramatic finding doesn't come from a team of crack zoologists. Instead, the revelation comes from the queer nookie app Grindr. Yes, it's not that kind of bear. Neil O'Hara is a bear. In fact, he's so bear-like, the other bears have made him their leader. He's the chairman of Dublin Bears. Good afternoon, Neil.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks very much for having me.
Define for us, what is a bear?
A bear is generally a larger guy who's got, you know, got a bit of girth to them, and also you'll find that they've generally got beards going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So they're a bit bigger. Would they be kind of muscular? Like you'll have type, the gym?
You would have muscle bears, and then you would also have just generally just guys just that are big built.
Yeah.
Like saying they may be chubby. There's generally always a belly going on.
Yeah.
Something to hold on to.
Okay. That's not bad. And so like the whole idea of there being a bear, is this kind of going against perhaps a gay stereotype,
is a bit of a counterbalance to the young chiseled look that, you know, is always pushed in our faces. So like the bear community kind of came about as a counterbalance to that, and so we've got all different sizes, but also all throughout the age groups, we've got like guys that identify as bears and that just come along to our events and like, yeah, just want to have a good time.
Yeah. And so if you have a group of bears in the room, if somebody walks in and they're clean shaven.
Oh, that's okay.
Are they
that's fine. Yeah, they'll definitely stand out a bit, but yeah, they're definitely welcome for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're a very welcoming bunch.
Yeah. And harnesses are part of the deal?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. You'll find harnesses would be part of the standard wear that bears would have. Then you'd also have tattoos would be common as well, like the logo that I have here for Dublin Bears. You would kind of see guys with that bear claw on their chest sometimes, but they would be tattooed on. So yeah, so there's definitely a look for sure.
Yeah,
within the bear community.
No, but if you got that tattoo and then you lost weight and shaved your beard off, that you might regret it.
Yeah, well, you've really got to want to have the tattoo. Like, for sure. Yeah.
And so would bears, I mean, has this come out of an idea that perhaps within the LGBT community that like a stockier man with a beard was kind of looked down on as not like the acme of beauty?
I think it was more of a place of just trying to find out where you fit in.
Yeah.
And that was more so the thing. And like, you know, if you're a bigger guy and you're surrounded by all these young guys, then you would naturally feel that, you know, this isn't where I belong.
Mm.
And like, you may feel that.
Yeah.
Whereas with the spaces that we're involved in, it's always very body positive for everybody that's involved.
Yeah. So, yeah. There are bear events then, I assume.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, our next event is actually tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Fur.
Yeah,
it is. It's in DV8. Yeah.
Yeah. And what happens at a bear event?
Bear events, it's basically just guys get together, have a few beers, DJ plays music, you know, the night can get a little hot and sweaty, and like tops can come off, and like people will have their harnesses on and stuff like that, and just want to have a bit of fun.
Yeah, and bears would tend to be beer drinkers.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
yeah.
I found anyway. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Now, are they craft beer drinkers? Are they like beer snobs?
No. It'd be just kind of whatever beer's in front of you type of thing.
But so like if, say, from the point of view of a straight person,
yeah,
if they saw, even in a straight person's mind,
yes,
that's not your archetypal vision of a gay person.
No,
yeah,
no, for sure. Yeah, it would be flamboyant and
that stuff.
Whereas like, you know, the bear look is definitely a more masculine look.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that we don't have our moments, but you know, a bit of Kylie comes on and like, you know, the bear's there,
yeah,
you know, getting down.
And so why is there more bears in Ireland than anywhere else?
It's interesting. I think it was percentage based. So I think it was percentage based on the on the population that we have. And I think when I look at it through that lens, it definitely is like there is a good chunk of the community that identify as bears that are like, you know, with us.
Yeah.
And like, so that's where I saw it coming from. And it was also interesting because there is a like an app that is actually just for bears. It's called Growler.
Yeah,
and it's of course. It's exactly yeah. So it's similar to Grindr, but it's specifically for bears.
Yeah,
and that's where most of the bear guys would be probably hanging out.
And so would Dublin or Ireland be like the bear capital of Europe for people?
I would say it's getting there. Like it's, but like say you've got the likes of Spain that they've got like long established events running over there, and like that's kind of where Dublin bears came from. In the beginning, back in 2010, was that there was a need for bear events to happen in Dublin, and ever since then, it's just been getting going stronger and stronger every year.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's one of our listeners wants to know what happens when you're into bears, but you're a straight middle-aged female. Because it is a look that some women like too. That must be said.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah. And it's, but yeah, we'll give you a big hug. Don't worry.
Yeah. That must be so disappointing for them. Can you go on? So you said, mentioned Spain. Can you go on like on bear tourism?
There's actually like, if you actually look at the calendar, like most of like there's always bear events going on somewhere in Europe. So you can actually, you could be traveling all year and hitting all of these specific bear events that are going on. Like this weekend in Vienna is the Austrian Mr. Bear competition, and so like that's happening this weekend.
Yeah.
Our event will happen in March, the weekend after St. Patrick's
Day. Mr. Bear.
Yeah, we've got a Bear Fela. It's called. It's a weekend of like so. It starts on a Thursday and finishes on a Sunday, and then the Saturday night is the main event in the Button Factory. Which is hosted by Panty Bliss.
Yeah,
so it's a really good night.
Well, I mean, if you can like. Fill up the Button Factory, then that's a substantial population. That's a lot of bears.
Yeah. It's last year was very good. Like, yeah, it was really well received, and like a lot of people that went just for the Saturday night main event, they actually were coming up to us and saying, like, I'm definitely coming back for the weekend next year. So like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there a reigning Mr. Bear at the moment?
There is, yes. Eamon is our reigning Mr. Bear Ireland.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's doing a great job for us.
And will Eamon be kind of hoping to hang on to his title, or is he allowed to do that?
No, it's 1 year and 1 year only. So yeah. Eamon will have to hand over the sash that they wear.
It's a sash, not a harness.
No, it's a sash.
And because people are asking about the harness is like decorative. It's not like...
Yeah, the harness is just basically a leather strap over your shoulders.
Yeah.
And like it's decorative.
Yeah.
And like, it makes people feel good when they put them on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Grant.
Yeah.
That was fascinating, Neil. Thanks
very
coming
much for
to
having
talk
me on,
to us
Sean.
Today. That was, the chairman of Dublin Bears, Neil. Thanks very much, Neil. Neil O'Hara. Yes, that was his surname.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.